Welcome back to Broin with Owen, another true crime and wine. It is almost Halloween time.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What are we drinking on?
This is Aveline.
Oh, the organic?
Yeah, it's Cameron Diaz's wine brand.
Oh my.
I wanted to try it out because...
Well, what do you think?
I like it. This is their red wine, and then we have their white wine, and I think it's pretty good. It's not too strong. No headaches.
Yeah. So, that was nice. I'm going to start this off random, as I always do. Do you think toast is twice baked bread? Whoa there.
Cat could be.
Whoa.
Yeah, little horns are... I mean, because you bake it and then you toast it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
like
not baking it.
I think like you bake it once and then you burn it. So I don't think it's really.
Yeah. No.
But then again, it can be, huh? You got some big eyelashes.
Yeah, they're a little like I could fly away with them.
One's already fallen off.
Oh no.
Do you know what a hot take is?
Like, just like really fast.
What? No.
Like, let's do a real quick.
Yeah, I guess, but just like a real fast subject, but hot take like on. I guess I don't know exactly what a hot take is, but I just use, like the way people use it as. But anyways, I was gonna say like a subject that everyone doesn't like, but I actually enjoy is candy corn.
Ew, fucking gross! I hate candy corn.
Why does everyone not like candy corn? Why is that
a
universal
thing?
Just
straight sugar. I don't understand how you like candy corn, but you don't like chocolate.
Well, I don't really like...
Candy corn's way sweeter.
I don't really
than
like
chocolate.
Candy in general, but I can, like, I'll eat... Like, I can't just eat, like, a bunch of candy corn, but I'll eat, like, a handful.
No, I can't. It's gross.
What's your take on candy corn? What's your hot take? I think that's what it is. What's your hot take on candy corn?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, decoration. That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good Halloween decoration.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump right into this today's episode... True Crime and Wine from the Rotato Chip herself.
And we're dressed up for Halloween, if you couldn't tell.
Oh, we are?
Like, well, just our faces. We have sweaters on because it rained for the first time in Oregon in, like, 17 months. So, I'm just kidding.
I feel like it has been forever.
Yeah. Okay, so the story that I have for you today is... An Oregon serial killer.
An Oregon serial killer.
Yeah, I feel like no one ever does Oregon because there
it's a
isn't
lot of East Coast.
Many. Yeah.
Well, there's like a lot of California ones, but like...
Yeah.
Not really much Oregon.
Mm-mm. So, I found the story because I was looking up serial killers in Oregon prisons. And this, I came across this and I thought it was pretty interesting. So, this is the story of Richard Lawrence Marquette. He was born December 12th, 1934, and he is a serial killer in Oregon who killed three women, drained their blood, mutated and dismembered their bodies, and scattered their remains between 1961 and 1975. He was the first person ever to be added as the 11th name on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
The 11th?
Yeah.
He was the first 11th person ever added to the
10? Yeah, so you know how you have FBI's 10 most wanted.
But then they started doing more because there's obviously...
No, well, he was the first 11th person added.
Has there never been 11 since, or...?
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it. I just know that that's what they said. So, anyways. So, his first victim... It says, on June 8th, 1961, Portland police received a call from a local housewife whose dog had brought home a human foot in a paper bag. While detectives were at the woman's house investigating, the dog returned again, this time with a hand.
While the cops were there?
Yeah. Crazy. The area was then subject to a thorough search, which uncovered several more body parts, all fresh and bled dry, with no attempt to bury them. The foot definitely belonged to a woman and had bright red toenail polish and also had slightly webbed toes. You know, like What a webbed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know what a webbed toe is?
I've heard that before, but like, what's
it's
like
some weird. People have so webbed just fingers, like right? looks it just like is fused like on your toes.
Oh, I think I had, and it's like
so. I had a friend like, who had a webbed toes.
Your big toe and your
usually I don't think middle toe, I think like, it's usually your
together right
these two.
Okay.
On your toe. That's weird.
So it's kind of just one toe.
Well, it's definitely two toes, but the bottom's just like connected. But Joan Cottle, a 23-year-old Portland housewife and mother of two children who'd been reported missing by her husband, Mr. Cottle, was the most immediate suspect, so investigators questioned him carefully. He said that she was out shopping for Father's Day gift when she vanished. Although her husband said that she was not a habitual drinker, she had been depressed as of lately because her mother was gravely ill, so it was entirely plausible that she might have stopped at a bar, which is to me putting like motive for not motive but like oh she pop like could have been depressed and at a bar like yeah. deflecting. I don't even know what like he seems fishy
like just coming up with excuses.
Yeah. It's weird. They asked if it was possible that his wife might be seeing another man, but he said she could not possibly have time for that with having to care for two small children, nor was she the sort that would do such a thing. When Cottle's husband was asked if she had webbed toes, he admitted that he'd never paid close attention to her feet and couldn't say.
That is something you would know. Second red flag, that is something weird. You would know about your...
Yeah, because webbed toes are weird. You would know. Yeah. For sure. He added that she did not drive a car and would have used the bus or taxi to travel around town. An examination of the shoes in Cottle's closet found that they were the correct size of the foot. Police then found a witness, a local woman who was a habitual bar fly that had a sting of arrest for public drunkenness and disorder. She said she had been in a bar on the evening of June 7th and met a man who told her his name was Marquette. By her account, the two were hitting it off well when another woman approached and took his attention instead. After police showed her a photograph of Joan Cottle, the woman said that she was definitely the same individual from the bar, adding that she was lucky she hadn't been the one to go home with Marquette. Police found his residence, a tiny home resembling a shack. There was no one inside. They discovered neatly chopped up human body parts wrapped in newspaper inside the refrigerator. Also found inside were blood-stained lingerie. The only significant missing piece was her head. An arrest warrant was issued and a manhunt began. The tactic worked. Marquette, I don't know what tactic. I forgot about that I was supposed to go look. They had some tactic that
worked. To like lure him out?
Yeah, apparently.
I got an itch right here.
He was arrested in California the day after being added to the list. Oh, that's their tactic. Adding him to the list.
And oh, adding him to the FBI's most wanted?
Yeah. He put up no resistance and seemed almost relieved at his arrest.
Wait, he lasted how long on the list?
A day. Yeah. Which I have looked at the FBI's most wanted list, and there are people who've been on there for forever. A really long time, yeah.
One of my favorite is the, I always forget his name, the guy who shit outside his car and just left
I can't remember left into his the caves. Name either.
The guy who supposedly set his house on fire with his family
yeah,
inside.
Yeah.
Something like that, but yeah, he's been on there forever.
Yeah. A background check found that he had two previous arrests in June 1956 for attempted rape and in August of 1957 when he robbed a Portland gas station and spent a year in jail.
So many red flags.
Yeah. Marquette claimed that he was in a bar when he saw Cottle accompanied by another man, but she recognized him from elementary school and walked over to him. Weird. They had a few drinks. Went around to several more bars, according to his account, and then came back to his house, where his former classmate drank more beer with him and allegedly agreed to sex. When investigators asked what happened next, he claimed that the two had sex, then got into an argument afterwards, whereupon Marquette choked Cottle to death. Since he had no vehicle to dispose of her remains, he panicked and dragged the corpse into the shower where he dismembered it. From everything the investigators found about Cottle, Marquette's story seemed quite unbelievable, but he was the only living witness to the crime. The prosecution asked for him to be charged with rape as well, since they did not believe that the two had consensual sex. When asked what became of Joan Cottle's head, Marquette led police to a riverbank near Oaks Park in Portland, where it was fished out of some rotting timber along the edge of the water. Well, how does that... They say that this story just seems to be unbelievable, but then he leads him to the freaking head, so obviously...
I don't know how he drained all the blood.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out. So, he was found guilty of first-degree murder, but the jury recommended leniency. Marquette was sentenced to life in prison. After an 11-year sentence, during which time he was described as a model prisoner, he received parole in 1973.
So, after being committed, was he committed for all three murders?
This is just one.
So, he only got committed for the one?
Yep. Yeah, so he killed... Joan,
but was still
went to prison, was a model prisoner,
and still got out
totally, rehabilitated or whatever prison's supposed to do.
Yeah.
2 years later, in April of 1975, a fisherman discovered mutated body remains floating in a shallow slough in Marion County. 2 years after he got out, Oregon. Yes,
okay, keep going. Sorry,
so Salem. Once again, the corpse had been bled dry, savagely mutated, and dismembered before being dumped with minimal effort to act concealment. All major parts of the victim were found there and retrieved except the genitals, which were missing and ultimately never located. Weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah. How do you keep the genitals?
He ate them.
Weird.
Yeah, you keep.
Detectives determined the remains were those of 37-year-old Betty Wilson, a North California native who'd led a hard life of poverty and had 11 children since marrying at the age of 16. Jeez. They lived for a time in an abandoned school bus at the edge of the city dump with no electricity or running water. She claimed that her husband was abusive. With all their children in foster care, Wilson stowed away in the trunk of her sister's car. Whoa. That's sad. And a little odd, but I gotta do what you gotta do. It's cold in Portland in the winter.
Right? That's why I don't understand how there's so many homeless in Portland.
Yeah.
How do they survive the winter?
I don't know. Never. Oh, I guess it was in California, because she's from California. She moves to Salem. And she had been last seen alive at a crowded nightclub. Wilson's husband was the initial and obvious suspect, because it's always the husband. Most of the time, it literally is. That's
what they say, but literally, I can't remember the last time it was the husband. I guess because you don't really hear those cases, because it's probably so common.
Chris Longo. It was the husband.
Chris Watts.
It was the husband.
Didn't Chris Longo get caught in Oregon?
Yes. And there was another Chris. Don't name your kids Chris, because they're going to be family annihilators.
Which is a common name coincidence.
Yeah. If you say so. Just kidding. So then they realized that her husband wasn't around, so crossed off the list. Marquette thus becomes the prime suspect. Detectives began a stakeout at his home and obtained a search warrant. They searched both inside and outside the mobile home where Marquette was living and uncovered several small but damning pieces of physical evidence that tied him to the murder of Betty Wilson.
What are those?
He committed three murders, and he's already been caught for his second one. I don't even know how he killed a third, unless it's at the same time. But anyways, so five hours after the first remains were found, Marquette was once again arrested for murder, given the overwhelming physical evidence of the close similarities to the Cottle murder, Marquette pleaded guilty to the Wilson murder.
surprise.
Yeah. His story was similar to the first one, that he brought Wilson back to the house. She agreed to sex, but then refused. And then he strangled and dismembered her. God forbid someone doesn't want to have sex with you. He probably looks so gross, too. I didn't look at a picture of him, but...
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Marquette stated that he was not a hunter, and nor did he have any formal training as a butcher. While he claimed that he chopped up Joan Cottle because he didn't have the car to dispose of her body, this time he had more than adequate pickup truck, yet he decided to dismember Betty Wilson. That's his freaking MO.
Yeah, he stick to the same thing.
Yeah. So then he was sentenced to life imprisonment with no possibility of parole. Jesus,
but let me guess.
Criminal psychiatrist working with Marquette came to the conclusion that he was a perfectly normal, socially adjusted individual unless women turned him down. Amen. Jesus.
What a pig.
The sting of rejection, they concluded, set off a murderous rage. He has been incarcerated at the Oregon State Penitentiary since June 1975. So it leads me to the next victim.
Wait, so he's still?
Yeah, he's still in there.
Till this day?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
He's been in there a long time. Finally, they learned their lesson.
They say it. Isn't it like the Oregon State Penitentiary? Like, there's a lot of killers there, isn't there?
We can look it up after this, because I was doing that, but this guy's in there. Chris Longo's in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like there's a lot of big names in there.
Yeah. Okay, so... The next victim is a Jane Doe. While confessing to the murder of Betty Wilson, Marquette also confessed to another murder in the same style in 1974. He picked up a woman at a bar, convinced her to come to his home. He proceeded to choke her to death, mutilate, and dismember her corpse. Marquette led detectives to two shallow graves where he had dismembered the bulk of the remains, disposed of the bulk of the remains, but the head was never located as the remains were mostly skeletal. There was no way the woman could be identified. Marquette said that he didn't know her name since he had never heard anything more about it. He figured that nobody missed her. Her identity remains unknown. Crazy.
Yeah, how can you kill someone and not even know their name?
Yeah, and he did it violently too. Like,
I want to know how he drained the blood. That's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
And what was he doing with the genitals?
What and why? Like, what?
I feel like you got a lot of time on your hands. What do you do with the...
Yeah, like, what's the point?
I don't know. Famous inmates? Not
famous. I don't like to say famous, I guess. Just known.
Known.
Terrible fucking people, basically. See, notable inmates. That's so we've got Richard Marquette, and then Randall Woodfield. Oh, he's the I-5 killer.
Really?
Who was what is it called when people drafted by the Green Bay Packers?
Oh yeah, he's the one, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Then there's Dayton Leroy Rogers. Don't really know who that is. Oh, he's known for 6 murders. And then there's Colt Lyrella, former college football player. There is Keith Hunter Jesperson, the Happy Face Killer.
Yeah, Happy Face Killer.
There's a movie about that, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard all the stories about him.
Yep. Chris Longo.
Yeah.
And then Michael David Dunn. Yeah. Crazy. It's crazy that people kill people. Don't people understand people. It. Do you know how many people you have to kill to become be classified as a serial killer?
I believe it's 3.
You are correct.
Which I feel like it should be more, but...
I feel like it should be, like, after 1. Because, like...
I feel like a serial killer should be, like, you're on, like, a...
No, I think...
I guess 3 makes sense.
Like,
that's a lot. Yeah, even
so, maybe Like, you, I don't even know how you accidentally kill somebody, but you accidentally kill somebody. Once is possibly an accident, if that's the case. Twice, you're killing to kill.
And three times, you're fucking crazy as
serial killer. Yeah, well, you're crazy. I could never imagine.
Well, there could be, like, you can, there's an intruder, he attacks you.
That's what I'm saying, like, that's an accident, maybe, but, not an accident, but, like, self-defense or whatever.
So there's makes sense. There's probably a lot of people out there who have killed who are just normal people.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. That kind of wasn't, I feel like, a little downer, true crime and wine.
A little what?
Downer.
Downer?
Yeah, it's kind of like sad thinking about it. It's always sad, but it's the wine. It's got me emotional. Just kidding. But, yeah. This is going to be our Halloween costumes.
They like, are?
I thought they were.
That's why I didn't know is that what you said.
Yeah. And I've got like...
Yeah, for our neighbor's Halloween party.
Yeah, I tried to do my makeup really cool. But I don't even know if you can really tell. I like this mask though.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah.
I gotta be like wearing a suit. You gotta be like wearing a black dress. Mm-hmm. That'll look cool. We look like rich people.
I like have like some emerald green.
Or a...
Under my
Squid
eyes.
Squid Game.
Yeah. You can't really tell, but I have it also up top. Yeah. And I have a green dress that...
Yeah. I wear my green, my emerald green...
Yeah.
Shirt.
I'm just... It's funny because, like, I'm old now. And so, back in the day, you want to dress like a hooker, basically. And now I'm just like, I just want to be, like, comfortable... Like, I wanted to be a,
an 80s
workout person, yeah.
Workout lady from the 80s?
Yeah. I like that idea, but no one said no.
That's boring.
Are we going to hand out candy in this outfit? I'm so excited for trick-or-treaters.
I don't know. Didn't they just, I just sent you something. They just caught a serial killer.
Stockton.
The Stockton serial killer.
Yeah, I didn't read much about it. I just saw that headline. Yeah. But... Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, there's, that. I watched, like, 12 hours of Forensic Files. Yeah. That's not so much serial killers, but it's just, like, murder after murder.
But you've always been into true crime, but I feel like definitely recently, it's, like,
you've been a little too much.
A little too much, because, like, when you're just passing your free time, you play Forensic Files. We just watched the Dahmer show. We've been doing these podcasts.
And we're watching the...
I've been having you study to tell us some stories.
John Wayne Gacy tapes. Yeah, we were watching the tapes. Like...
We watched a couple horror movies the past couple of nights.
Yeah, it's just like a lot.
Which, the remake, or I don't know if it's a, what you call it, it's not a remake, but it's a sequel.
The new Chainsaw Massacre?
The new Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Awful.
It's pretty dumb. I mean, it's pretty cool, but it's like...
What was pretty cool about that movie at all?
I don't know. I feel like if I was a kid, that would scare me. But
it wasn't compared to like.
I thought it wasn't that bad, but it was still dumb.
Like
it's like
2018 or whatever with that really pretty girl.
That also just comes to show like they tried to remake Jeepers Creepers and it's like horrible.
Yeah, we should
like,
watch that tonight though.
I heard it was horrible.
I know, but I want to watch it. See.
But I do love the classics. But I also we went to a couple Halloween stores today and. I couldn't find shit for Leatherface because that's what I wanted to be because I like, that's what I do for my work is chainsaw stuff. So I wanted to be a little guy with the chainsaw, but I couldn't find him anywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was awful. I did not like
what
it
What do you
at
call
all.
These masks?
Masquerade masks.
Masquerade.
Masquerade.
Mm. Yeah. We'll watch a couple more Halloween.
Yeah.
Horror movies.
Gotta consume.
I want to see that new one, Smile.
Oh, yeah, that one looks good. It looks scary.
Yeah.
What's that movie you were talking about that's supposed to be the scariest alive? Or not alive.
Scariest, goriest.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
I don't know. Now I can't think of it.
Predator.
No.
Yeah.
No. What?
Yes.
No. I'm not talking about the new Predator called Prey. Which I want to watch, but she doesn't want to watch because she's never seen any Predator or Predator versus Alien or any Alien movie. It's like, what?
I don't like Alien movies.
What do you mean? You've seen Alien?
No.
It's not like an alien movie. It's just called Alien, but it's like a scary movie.
About aliens?
I guess they're an alien, but
they're in Alien?
They're a type of alien.
Oh, they're whatever. In Alien.
What is this movie called that? So supposedly there is this movie where it has made several people either pass out or throw up in the theaters. And this movie is out right now.
There's just a bunch of pasows.
It's called Terrifier 2.
Oh, Terrifier 2. I told you that's what it was called.
No, it's about like a killer clown. I guess Terrifier 1 is also very gory, but it was a B-rated movie, so like it didn't get this crazy hype.
I haven't seen Terrifier 1.
Well, neither have I. not much people have. It was like a B-rated movie, so that means like it wasn't really platformed. But I guess Terrifier 2, they
money. Does it go off of Terrifier 1? So we've got to watch.
I think so. But I think it's like one of those movies where you don't have to watch Terrifier 1. Mm. But yeah, I heard it's just about this like killer clown. But anyways, like it's so just gory that
I hate killer clowns. Some people can't stomach it. That era and like what was it, 2017?
Oh my god, that was awesome. That was like
whatever year it was.
That was like when TikTok first became. Was it? No, it was before TikTok.
Yeah, I don't.
But like when like people were dressing up as clowns and scaring people. Yeah,
just like walking out in front of them all.
That was pretty cool. I would love that.
I would cry. I hate that.
I love that. I love scary stuff.
I love scary stuff, but I get so scared. I don't know.
Have you ever seen the Killer Clowns from Outer Space? That is also a B-rated movie, but it's such a good B-rated movie. It was awesome. I loved it. But they got money to like remake it and do another one, and it's going to be really good, I guess.
Yeah. You know what we should do? Sorry, I just thought about this because I was looking deep into your eyes. We should get you like white contacts or red, the colored contacts,
like some Hobson contacts.
Yeah,
for this.
Cool. Yeah,
like red. I wonder if they have like glow in the dark one, so they glow red at night.
I don't know, but we should get you some. This looks like Batman down here.
I know it does. I was thinking the same thing.
I like that though.
Like if you cover this,
but it kind of reminds me of like if you think about like
I'm Batman.
Oh, wait, you know how like in movies
when when
people are in movies and they're like looking for somebody and they can't find them and then they take it off and they're like, oh,
it's you. like
couldn't really tell.
Like you,
I look like me.
That's one of my favorite scenes in I forget what, I think it's Batman Dark Knight. I don't know. It's one of the Joker scenes with Two-Face, and Joker has all of his makeup done and just has a hospital mask on.
They're like, and then, my God.
And he's like looking at him. And then Joker takes the hospital mask off. And he's like, ah!
I hate that.
It's like, knew it was him.
Yeah. But I hate that. Bam.
Cheers.
Cheers and chug. Just kidding.
Yeah, right. I can't chug this.
That's like a really good wine.
Yeah. Well, that about does it for this episode.
Yeah. Sorry for boring and downers with our...
Thank you guys for blowing with Owen once again and another true crime. Maybe we'll have one more before the end of October. We'll see. Depends on how we feel. But, yeah. Can't wait to edit this and post it tomorrow. I'm sure it should be good. It's probably better than you always think. The last one did pretty good, so... We'll see how this one does. Hit that like, hit that subscribe.
Yeah, but nobody likes organs, so they'd probably be like, ew, right. We don't care about organ serial killers.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how the numbers do.
Maybe if he talked in like a Valley Girl accent, people would like it.
When I first met you, I thought you were from California.
You know how many people have told me that, though? And I used to be like, yeah, it's a compliment. I do, yeah. A lot of people are like, I would have assumed you're from California. Yeah,
but you're from a small town in Oregon.
1,200 people strong.
No, I definitely thought California too, but
not the first person. But
let's get an outro.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it off with. We'll do like some. Oh wait, I thought this was the thing.
What thing?
The thing was really cute.
Maybe I'll just put that up there.